Representatives in Geneva have less than 4 weeks to reach agreement on a draft document before the start of the World Conference on Racism in Durban, South Africa. The conference attempts to address what the UN says is an increase in racial discrimination. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The past is very much present here, as delegates struggle to write a document to satisfy both colonizers and colonized, both former slave trading nations and those that were the source of slaves. The current draft urges countries whose people profited from slavery and colonialism to repair the damage with reparation schemes. The United States and the European Union agree that the slave trade and colonialism wrought unspeakable harm, but do not agree to financially compensate for it. The EU is represented in Geneva by the Belgian ambassador, Jean-Marie Noël-Falise.
Compensation for the wrongs of the past are not the order of the day, because it's not practical. Where to limit? To whom? For which period of history? So, raising the issue of compensation is maybe not fully what we want collectively to address.
The delegates are gradually working their way through the 30-page draft declaration that identifies the causes and consequences of racism. But progress on the wording of such historic wrongs as slavery has been glacial. Negotiators are moving through the text line by line, stopping to debate in some instances hours on a single paragraph. Time is running short, and so are tempers. When the United States suggested deferring a section of the document on slavery for later consideration, the Barbados delegate, David Commichon, shot back.
We do not understand why this paragraph cannot be considered now. A paragraph like this speaks very much to the reality of a country like Barbados. And we are beginning to feel as if, in the view of some delegations at this meeting, that our reality is not to be reflected in the proceedings of this conference.
The United States and the EU are also reluctant to sign on to a full-fledged apology for slavery. U.S. officials have suggested that such a move could imply acceptance of responsibility and invite a flood of lawsuits. But South African human rights lawyer Ahmed Motala says that is not necessarily so. He says for descendants of slaves or those affected by slavery, an admission of wrong has more to do with morality than money.
If one has to break with the past, there has to be some sort of admission of saying, here's an opportunity, there's a world conference taking place, let us now finally put to rest this heinous crime that has committed in the past.
Nigeria's representative, Olusegun Akinsonya, says there are many creative alternatives to reparations that African countries would be happy to accept, such as greater contributions to the newly established UN Fund to Fight AIDS.
We value the support of the United States government, the Bush administration, in pledging the sum of $200 million. We believe that the American community can still do more for this cause. I think the issue of sustainable development of Africa is the front burner.
Reed Brody of Human Rights Watch says the solution to the impasse over slavery and colonialism may well lie in more development aid for Africa.
I don't think this conference is going to say, okay, you owe $6.6 billion. But I do think there's going to be some link between slavery and assistance. The question is how that link will be made.
Negotiations continue today. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Geneva.